So we are into what, day three of I-65 being closed down between the Watterson and Jefferson Streets.
I think people were pleasantly surprised on Monday. Like, if maybe people just stayed home, didn't even want to deal.
Right.
That's why it wasn't all that bad. I saw a lot of people say, I didn't add any time onto my commute.
Yeah, love that for you.
But I think it's the afternoon crew that really gets the worst of it.
And
because you can adjust more, I think, in the morning than you can maybe in the afternoon.
And listen, there are going to be some detours.
Yes.
And maybe those detours are going to send you right into the mouth of the can opener.
Oh.
Scott Reynolds, Wave 3.
A lingering problem seems to be the Louisville can opener. It's at 3rd and Eastern near U of L. 5 semis got smashed there yesterday.
5 semis!
In
five.
A day?
5!
Oh.
To the point where...
Feed me!
To the point where...
It's like it's eating trucks.
Yes! There is literally a wrecker, a tow truck that is just parked.
Just hanging out, just waiting for the next one.
Feed me!
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you.
Something's going to have to be done there, right? Can they lift it?
There are...
Can they lift it?
A train bridge?
Yeah,
no.
Can we just do a little boop?
So the
maybe
the issue, and this has been the issue for years with the can opener, is it says like clearance is 13 feet, but there's an angle to get in and an angle to get out.
It's that angle,
and
so that
it's
gets
the
people.
Angle that gets people.
So
but,
do we need to like dig that out a little bit more?
Yeah, maybe
make it a little bit more of a gradual.
I don't know, but in the meantime, listen, the can opener is eating. And it is enjoying
I want more
semi
truck.
After
more
semi.
Truck.
I saw a suggestion to say, you know what would help solve the problem is if us just normal people were allowed to take whatever falls out of the trucks.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's probably... Listen, they're already having a bad day at work.
Yeah, already.
When they run into the can opener, it's going to make them late on the route.
I mean...
It's messed up the truck.
Listen,
those are pricey.
There are signs. There are signs that say, you know, be careful. But
But as a truck driver, you're like, it's going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
Trucks do this, right?
And then when you hear the evil cackle and the...
Feed me!
You should probably stop the truck. What I love, though, the news actually caught a video of a truck stopping at the last second before the can opener decided.
With it being evidence that you weren't going to make it, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, it was
so
like...
So then what do you do? Can they back
out?
Yeah,
they had to just back
and
up.
Then,
yeah, and then figure out a different way around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they need to then create a detour around the can opener?
Yeah, I mean, part of me thinks that
like if
official...
your truck go this way, trust us.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, trust us. Hey,
trust us. You
hey,
don't want to try this, buddy.
Listen,
it's not
going
to work
way.
Out well for you.
Come this way.
If you like your truck the way it is right now, go this way.
So the I-65 closure seems to be doing okay on the highway.
But
however,
has created a new issue.
A new issue, and that is 5 in one day.
Eating trucks
in one day.
Oh, wow.
Yep, there you go.
Nom, 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 nom.
July 31st can't come soon enough for some.
Wow.